Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week, our Mensch of the Week is a repeat Mensch that we have had before.
Double the fun.
But it continues a theme that we've had on Mensch of the Week, where we salute favorite players who are hanging up the cleats.
And retiring relief arms.
Retired relievers. We love our retired relievers, don't we, folks? And this week, a favorite former Met reliever has decided to retire, and that is Trevor May. Trevor May is a mensch. He just is. He was mensch of the week last time because he was part of a general trend. It wasn't just him, but he was outspoken about it and spoke to the media about it and was very open about, you know, going on the injured list for mental health reasons, sort of normalizing taking care of yourself mentally as well as physically and the importance of that as an athlete. And, you know, he's very thoughtful and insightful, and he shares his thoughts in the form of like Twitch streams most of the time. He's a big Twitch streamer. That's actually how he announced his retirement. He did a Twitch stream about it.
By some measures, he is more famous as a Twitch streamer than he is as a MLB reliever. This is a true story.
Really true. And he even made that point when he was talking about his retirement, that he actually like makes more money doing Twitch streaming than he made as an MLB reliever until his Mets contract. Actually, he like made more money Twitch streaming than being a professional baseball player.
It's crazy.
If you haven't caught it yet, his takedown of the A's and my personal favorite. Trevor May has always had a lot of very insightful things to say about baseball. And that was when he had a personal tie to the organization. And now he doesn't.
Yep,
and I'm really, really excited to see what he's going to have to say now, because he doesn't have to filter at all. And that's a great thing.
Yep. Yep. It was awesome. The way he called out the owner was like, you know, basically, if you don't care about the team, like, go spend mommy and daddy's money somewhere else. Like, he implored John Fisher to sell the team. Yeah.
And then he also called him a coward. He was like, own it. If you're going to do this, own up to it.
Yeah. Here's the full quote. Sell the team, dude. I tried to get a sell shirt. It didn't get here fast enough. Sell it, man. Let someone who actually like takes pride in the things they own something. There's actually people who give a shit about the game. Let them do it. Take mommy and daddy's money somewhere else, dork. You're going to be a greedy fuck. Own it. There's nothing weaker than being afraid of cameras. Do what you're going to do, bro. Whatever. You're a billionaire. They exist. You guys have all this power. You shouldn't have any because you haven't earned any of it. But anyway, whatever.
The whole thing just incredible.
So good.
He is what we're all thinking.
Most of me wants to see and hear Trevor May on SNY and at Mets games and all this, but I also hope he always has sort of like a part-time sort of gig with them, because I would like him to feel free to talk as roughly as he wants without having to like represent a, you know, an organization or anything like that. He can just give us gems like that.
Yeah, unfiltered, yeah. Trevor May.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I mean, in addition to his Twitch streams, he also makes YouTube videos about pitching and about baseball that are extremely informative and insightful and well done. For people who, like, I feel like there's something in his videos for everyone. Like, if you are a very like casual baseball fan, you don't know much about baseball, you can learn a lot more about analytics and like what pitchers think about when they're like formulating a game plan by consuming his content. And if you're like a super in the weeds baseball sicko like we all are, then you can still get something out of his videos. They're really, really, really well done. He actually did a Twitter thread fairly recently talking about how he would approach Bryce Harper if he were pitching in that situation in the playoffs against Bryce Harper, which was really cool. He talked about, like, you know, where Bryce Harper does damage in the zone and what pitches he would use and what counts. And it was a very, very good thread. So yeah, it was really cool. And yeah, he's part of a contingent of players, alongside one of his A's teammates. God, what's his name? Oh my God. I'm blanking on his name, and that's terrible.
How dare you, Allison?
Yeah, how dare I? Who are tweeting about analytics?
Oh, and... Brooker,
right?
Yeah, Brent Rooker.
Brent Rooker, yeah.
Yes. Brent Rooker, we got him.
We got him.
Yes. We got there.
Best Twitter follow in baseball right now. That is. I'm putting my. I'm giving that name.
Yep. Who are tweeting about analytics and, you know, how they use them and things like that. And sort of pushing back against the anti-analytics crowd. I think it was Brent Rooker who actually tweeted like a series of quotes from like pitchers that call it a sweeper, and like all these veteran pitchers, including Trevor May, are like, it's a sweeper. And like some announcer is like, oh, everybody says sweeper now. It's not a sweeper.
And there's like 800 people who haven't thrown a baseball since they were 8 years old who are replying to Brent Rooker and Trevor May being like, actually, it's really just a slider, but they gave it a different name. It's like, no, shut up. Listen to the people who know what they're talking about.
I was going to say, they play the game and you're going to argue with them? Like, okay.
Yeah, recently Jeff Passan wrote an article about Jordan Montgomery and that Jordan Montgomery's pitch that they're calling the death ball. And Brent Rooker tweeted, Jeff, we have people that still can't handle sweeper and you're out here dropping death ball on us.
Oh, my favorite tweet by Brent Rooker was somebody who was trying to do a gotcha because it was somebody with the Braves logo in their... in their avatar, and they're like, because he was trying to classify like how they're the, he was classifying all the pitches and how, like, I forget what pitch he said didn't exist before. It was like the slider or it was something, and they're like, no, do the ghost fork. And then he goes, this is my ghost fork analysis, and it was him striking out
big time. Yeah. Like a big old, are you sure you're okay? Body collapsing in a way it was not designed to do.
Yes. So I was like, you know, like, good. Not only is he supporting the ghost fork and Senga, he just clowned a Braves fan.
We love it. Yeah. And that is like, I know that is not Trevor May, but that is Trevor May's energy that he brings in terms of like being knowledgeable and being not just knowledgeable about baseball, but aware of the conversations and the debates that happen within baseball and, you know, just and having a sense of humor about it all.
Yes.
That's being self-effacing. Like, he's just it's a real gift just to be able to come into a sport and be able to talk about it like that. And yeah, hopefully now that he's not playing, he can talk more.
Yeah. We love our extremely online relievers. They're like my favorite type of baseball player.
Oh, man.
Jerry Blevins, I'm looking at you.
Yes, we do love you, Jerry Blevins. Another mensch of the week, Jerry Blevins. Yes.
Another Oakland A's, right?
Yes, yeah. Another Oakland A's, yes.
Former Oakland A, yes. So yeah, Trevor May, deserved mensch. He had a great career, and we wish him all the best in his retirement. He was truly a really fun player to root for while he was a Met. And I continued rooting for him even after he wasn't a Met anymore.
Well, no, his Instagram post, how he ended it, where he said he stole a line from Sean Doolittle, who was saying, I know I made a lot of you nervous. I was nervous too.
I made a lot of you nervous when I was pitching. I was nervous too.
It was
really, really good. Yeah, from both Sean.
That doesn't make
Trevor.
Me feel better about being nervous and watching my relievers pitch. I kind of like, part of me was really happy just thinking like, oh, but they've got it.
I got this.
It's fine. And like, no, they were not fine.
I think some of them are though. Like, I think it just depends on their personality. Like, I think it was actually Sean Doolittle talking on Richard Staff's podcast, the Staff Cast, which you should check out, by the way. Richard Staff has a podcast now.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Yes.
You should check it out if you haven't already. But yeah, I think it was Sean Doolittle was on the first episode. And I think Sean Doolittle said something like Fernando Rodney, like, never got nervous a time in his entire life.
I could see that.
Anyway, but yeah, Trevor May, We love him. We hope that there are many more spicy Twitch streams to come in his retirement.
Or on SNY. Be spicy on SNY too. We're cool with that.
Part-time mm-hmm. baseball analyst, he'd be really good at it.
He would.
Yeah. Do it.
Yes. That does it for Mensch of the Week this week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can follow this show on social media on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and Blue Sky at A Pod of Their Own. You can email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. If you want to submit your own Mensch of the Week, like, we are open to it. Send us your submissions. We love to hear from you guys. So please, please, if you have a mensch to
nominate your mensch.
Do it. You can also find each of us on social media on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Cerevich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app of choice. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should be able to find our entire feed of awesome pods right there. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.